All right, you ready, everybody? Freddie Kiger.
Yep, thank you very much.
It's Ron Stutz welcoming Freddie to the show every day.
You're very kind. Thank you, WCHL and
Trivia.
Barry.
Barry Loeffler, this one's for you.
Yeah, you know what? Barry would, I think, appreciate this one.
You think he would know this?
Heck, his son would probably know most of the stuff we're doing.
Yeah, I know.
Man,
I know.
He's smart as a...
I don't know if you know the music, good. but he's smart.
Yes, he is.
He's smart about everything.
He's quite
else.
The Renaissance guy.
Has anything to do with computers or anything high tech, he would know.
Oh, man. It's all over it.
Yeah.
Talking about
Josh here.
Yeah, Josh is amazing. Yeah. Hey, we're doing literature.
Literature?
Literature. Which is a little odd the day before Halloween, but I thought, well, what the heck?
A little wit and lit for you.
But you know what? As you will see, and as you will hear, there is a tie.
There is a tie. A tie-in, you mean?
There is a tie-in with literature and Halloween and stuff and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, ready? Here we go, folks.
Yep.
On this very day, my friends, 75 years ago,
right?
Orson Welles created a nationwide panic with his radio adaptation of The War of the Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Name the author who wrote the classic and... his nationality.
Oh, make it a little tougher.
Well, let's make it a little tough. Orson Welles, War of the Worlds. 75 years ago this day, people freaked.
Mm-hmm.
He did his radio adaptation, and we're asking, name the author of the War of the Worlds and his nationality.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's half off, $30 worth of Asian food and drinks, available until midnight for $15. Red Bull is a traditional Asian bistro in a contemporary setting featuring a full-service cocktail lounge. Each distinctive dish is handcrafted to order in their immaculate open kitchen, prepared only with the finest and freshest ingredients. It's half off from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking a question today about War of the Worlds. You might not have been around when Orson Welles did his...
Wouldn't that be cool if somebody were to call in and has lived long enough that they remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
From, like, you know, being up in the area?
It's Orson Welles who did the radio thing.
Yeah, but he did the adaptation of The War of the Worlds written by H.G.
Wells.
Yes.
Were they related?
Oh, no. That's a good
point. I don't think they were. I never even
Wells
thought about that
before. Wells is
W-E-L-L-E-S. Yeah.
And H.G. was W-E-L-L-S. Mm-hmm. And he was... English.
Now you're getting deep.
So Brian Stabler, Brian Keeliff, some of our friends out there who are from the United Kingdom. Well, you know, actually, Brian's not from the United Kingdom.
Really?
He was from one of the colonies.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
H.G. Wells, English. The work was originally published in 1898.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the country freaked when those listening to Edgar Bergen on NBC Radio, all of a sudden, there was a bulletin that came in.
Uh-huh.
And if you hadn't been listening earlier, when the announcement that Martians were landing, people missed the disclaimer that Martians really were not landing. Can you imagine?
Yeah, can you imagine doing that today?
Oh, my. Yeah, just one Twitter.
Yeah, there's some more. Yeah, exactly. And there's some morning radio shows that do kind of do stuff like that and get in big trouble. You know, get sued and everything else because people go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I would never want to do anything that would cause people to go out and panic.
You mean like nude beaches at University Lake?
Oh, yeah, but that's harmless.
I'm kidding.
That's harmless stuff, you know.
Exactly.
But I mean, like, you know, you think the world's coming to an end, we're under attack. No way in the world I would ever do that.
Create all sorts of panic.
Man, wow. That's something else. But, you know, things have changed since then.
Did you see The War of the Worlds that was done by Spielberg?
Yes.
With
yes, I did.
Tom Cruise and, was it Dakota Fanning?
Yeah, I guess it was, yeah.
Tim Robbins?
I thought it was actually pretty good.
It was actually pretty good, yeah.
It was.
It was good. See you tomorrow for Halloween.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, I'll look forward to seeing what you have on.
Okay.